Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 612. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Colleen Dow. The song is called Bummer Summer. It's on her new EP, Inside Voices, which came out June 17th on Count Your Lucky Stars. She's based out of Chicago. I love that EP. And in fact, I went and picked up 5 digital-only singles on Bandcamp that preceded that EP. It's just all good pop. You gotta like that. Anyway, I've got more good pop for you here. This is The Tallies with No Dreams of Fairs.
Thank you.
like we threw things back to 1988 there. We did not. Those are indeed new releases. That last one by Northern Portrait from Copenhagen. The song is Long Live Tonight. It's on the band's new album, The Swiss Army, which comes out next week, August 5th, on Matinee Records. We haven't heard from the band since, well, their last album was 2009. I think there might have been a single after that. That album was praised and slammed for sounding so much like The Smiths. This one doesn't sound quite as much like The Smiths, for better or worse. Before that, we heard from the Tallies from Toronto. The song I played was No Dreams of Fairs, and that's on the band's album Patina, which came out July 29th on K9 Records. That band was slammed for sounding like the Sundays, which, how can that be a bad thing? This new album continues that trend. Really good songs for both of those. Let's keep going here. Let's talk about some 7-inches that I picked up when visiting Denver. This is a band called Basic English.
Takes me to where I wanna go. Me and that friend, we got a tooth, I got the munchies. I got a taste for a ton that wants to please. Oh, come on, little baby, don't let me down. But I've been searching all around for love.
Fun, right? That was the Tight Fits from San Francisco. I played the song Pink Cake, which is the B-side of the All Balls 7-inch, which came out in 1995 on Rat City. That band formed evidently after the last band, The Ripoffs, broke up. I know nothing about that band. I just like the looks of the 7-inch, found it in the bin for $1.99, and I did not go wrong there. Kind of the Cramps and the Dead Kennedys mixed in one. I like it. Before that, we heard from Basic English with the song Outside the Law. That's the B-side of the Images of Love 7-inch that the band self-released in 1988. That band from Moncton, New Brunswick. I have a friend from Moncton, so I was very interested to pick that up. Looking at the cover, I thought I was going to get something kind of classic alternative like Railway Children, but instead I got something much more interesting. That kind of reminds me of Love Tractor, or even a little Green on Red with just enough honky-tonk in there to make me happy. And that's kind of how things happen around here on the Too Much Rock podcast. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's play some more music here. This one's from Pigeon Pit. It's called Soup for My Family.
My walk home from the grocery store takes me past my favorite courthouse doors. There's crowds of hungry people everywhere, but that's alright, I brought enough to share. Oh, please officer, you gotta believe me, it's soup for my family. No, I ain't no crook, I ain't no vandal, just pour one out from a can of Campbell's. Just a perfect summer night for some celebration. You brought the ribs, I brought a can of clam chowder. Let's roast these piggies and sing together. Please, officer, you gotta believe me, it's soup for my family. No, I ain't no crook, I ain't no vandal, just pouring one out from a can of Campbell's. Heading to the street with some minestrone. And this thankless job has made your heart grow cold. I got some chicken soup for your fascist solo. Please, officer, you gotta believe me, it's soup for my family. No, I ain't no crook, I ain't no vandal, just pour one out from a can of Campbell's. Take a chip.
One, two, three. fights an American spirit. He asks how I can smoke such shit. I say there's nothing like chain smoking GPC cigarettes, 'cause any smokes will kill ya, but these will make you feel like it. I sit back down on the parking lot curb and remember back to February, the trip to Hartford, when 5 minutes ago he was passed out on the staircase, trying to walk to his apartment but not making it all the way. And now he's driving us 100 miles an hour down the interstate, another beer in his hand, swearing we won't be late. That was before everyone moved to New Mexico. They all left a couple of months ago, until the day, my friend, when I sleep on the floor of your van again. I'll be waiting in this parking lot, and in my dreams I am dirty broke, beautiful and free. My hands clenching a fist and my face in a smile, after hitching too many miles. Revolutionaries, but we are the revolution. And sometimes I think that the whole movement is just me and you, and that maybe we'd all be better off if that were true, 'cause then at least we know where we stand, and we can tell our comrades apart from the man. But if the world isn't that simple, maybe this town is at least. And if I'm not marching with them to war, I'm sure not marching with you for peace. Class traitor, what fucking ever? I'm just another middle class kid too. But if I'm not good at changing, I'm good at self-loathing. So I'll class hate myself with you. May our only occupation be not having a job. May the only cocktails that we make be Molotov. May that day be now, and for as many days after that as we know how. It starts in this parking lot, and in my dreams I am dirty broke, beautiful and free. My hands clenching a fist and my face in a smile, after hitching too many miles.
We are all over the place this week, but I'm not going to apologize a bit because I have played some really good songs, including that one there by Johnny Hobo and the Freight Trains. That is New Mexico Song, originally released in 2006 on the Love Songs for the Apocalypse split. It was collected on Fight Like Hell Recordings from 2004 to 2007, where I picked it up. That was a 2019 release from DIY Bandits. And that's a project of Pat the Bunny. He was in many other bands, including Ramshackle Glory. This was kind of the first one, and he was very sad at this point, and a whole lot about destruction and burning it all down. And as time went on, he got a little more hopeful and talked about building systems instead of just breaking everything. But I really enjoy that album, and it kind of makes me miss my days hopping trains. Before that, we heard from Pigeon Pit from Olympia, Washington. The song is called Soup for My Family. It's on the band's new album, Feather River Canyon Blues, which came out earlier this year on Ernest Jennings Record Company. Another folk pick band with a little different feel to them, a lot more polished, a lot more country. That's a band that I heard about from NPR. So that's the world we live in now. Sid learns about folk punk bands from NPR. All right, well, let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 612. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got an early matinee at 4:03 for Buddy Lush tomorrow. We also have Uncouth playing The Farewell, and Pigeon Pit is playing at Club Sandwich. So the first, busy night. On the 3rd, Horse Jumpers of Love is playing at Farewell. On the 5th, we've got Eggs on Mars at Manor, or Daniel Gum is playing at the Record Bar. On the 6th, Arson Classes at the Brick, or Headlight Rivals are at the Rhino, or The Regrets are playing that free show as part of some weird fest at Crown Center. On the 8th, we have Courtney Barnett and Lucy Dacus at the Midland. On the 9th, Murder by Death is at Lemonade Park, or Ian Sweet is at the Record Bar. On the 10th, Sleigh Bells at the Truman. And the 11th, No Thanks at the Mini Bar. The 12th, Rex Hobart is playing at the KCU Museum outside. That should be a neat show. Or Stahlkrawler is playing at Record Bar. On the 19th, Camp Clover is at Club Sandwich, or Nan and the One Night Stands are at Merritt. The 20th, The Florist is playing at Record Bar. 21st, A Giant Dog at Record Bar. 27th, Arson Class at Mini Bar. And the 29th, we have Jack White at Starlight. Looking at the website, nothing new there. There'll be some photos up there soon. I've got a couple of shows ready to go up, but I just haven't posted them yet. So maybe by the time you click, something neat will happen. I got one last track for you here. It's by the Morgantown, West Virginia band Lincoln, who were part of my early 90s post-hardcore, mathy, just wonderful era. The song I'm going to play is called Repair and Reward, and that's the title of a new release by them, which just collects their entire discography, though it has been entirely remastered by Jay Robbins, and it sounds amazing. It'll be out this Friday, August 5th, on Temporary Residence, so pick this one up. This is just a no-brainer. This song is brand new, just kind of uncovered, but it's got the full discography, and there are so many wonderful songs from this band that meant so very much to me. So we'll end things here. Lincoln, Repair and Reward. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.